It seemed to me that I had never met so fascinating and so thoughtful a man. As I was already in debt to my tradesmen, the advance was a great convenience, and yet there was something unnatural about the whole transaction which made me wish to know a little more before I quite committed myself. "May I ask where you live, sir?" said I.
"Hampshire. Charming rural place. The Copper Beeches, 5 miles on the far side of Winchester. It is the most lovely country, my dear young lady, and the dearest old country house."
"And my duties, sir? I should be glad to know what they would be."
"One child, one dear little romper, just 6 years old. Oh, if you could see him killing cockroaches with a slipper. Smack, smack, smack. 3 gone before you could wink."
He leaned back in his chair and laughed his eyes into his head again. I was a little startled at the nature of the child's amusement, but the father's laughter made me think that perhaps he was joking.
"My sole duties, then," I asked, "are to take charge of a single child."
"No, no, not the soul, not the soul, my dear young lady," he cried. "Your duty would be, as I am sure your good sense would suggest, to obey any little commands my wife might give, provided always that they were such commands as a lady might with propriety obey. You see no difficulty, eh?"
"I should be happy to make myself useful."
"Quite so. In dress now, for example, we are faddy people, you know, faddy but kind-hearted. If you were asked to wear any dress which we might give you, you would not object to our little whim, eh?"
"No," said I, considerably astonished at his words.
"Or to sit here or sit there, that would not be offensive to you?"
"Oh, no.